previously on Into the Portal.
And that, Mayor, is why we're traveling from town to town to tell people about the Light of Lockley. We just want everyone to be able to have it. What is this? I can make streams of water?
I was just going to say I'm glad they can't steal the light. But I bet they'll come after it again when they get unstuck. We should probably move on to the next town. I'm not complaining, really. But, Bubbles, we've been traveling to this second village for 2 weeks now. I did not sign up for this cold weather.
Don't be silly. It's only been a few days since we left the swamp town.
A few days? I think you mean 14 days.
But there's no way it's been 2 whole weeks. We've been having so much fun, and we've met such nice people along the way. I've been able to share the light with so many.
But there have also been people who didn't want anything to do with the light. What are you going to do if the next village doesn't want it either?
That's okay if they don't. We can't make them do anything. The whole point of this journey is to share the light with care and respect. That's all we can do.
Well, that doesn't sound good. Bubbles?
Yes, Leo?
Do you hear that? It's an avalanche! Run!
An avalanche? That's a weird word. What?
I said run!
Wow, that's a lot of snow coming at us. I think we should run.
I'm gonna try something.
Seriously, Leo, I don't think shooting fire at an avalanche is gonna help.
At least I'm trying. It's not like your water powers are gonna help us.
Oh, yeah? Watch this! Check it out! The snow is cold enough to freeze my water! Now we can slide to the bottom ahead of the avalanche! Hurry! Jump onto the ice!
Sliding down that ice made me so much colder.
Probably not as cold as being buried under all that snow. You're welcome. And look, we're here. Yay! Oh, look, Leo. They have bonfires and snacks and blankets.
Yep. I'll be over there next to the fire.
Wait, I need your help to talk to them.
I'm going to get warm and to make some friends, Bubbles. That's why we're here. Care and respect while we share the light, remember?
Who can I talk to? Maybe that Nope, never mind. Or how about that girl? She seems... Nope. She seems busy with her friends. Oh, that nice old man looks like he could use a friend. He's just sitting over there by himself. I'll go talk to him. Yeah, I'll do that. Hello there, sir. Do you mind if I sit here with you? Everyone else looks very crowded.
Sure.
My friend and I just got here. Seems like you're all having a party. My village was having a party, too, before I left. I think it's done now, though. I've been gone for a few weeks now, so that would be a really long party if it was still going.
Oh, you're talking too much. You can sit here, but be quiet.
I'm sorry. I just thought that maybe you could use a...
Shh! Oh, just pickling shoes and jibber-jabbering all day. Shoes. Where are you from, girl? It's like you can't be quiet for even 2 seconds.
I'm from Water Run. I'm on a mission to share...
Water Run? Who ought to run? Your town is the reason these people had to run away to the mountains.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bother you or bring up old...
Oh, get out of here. I don't even want to hear it. Go back to water run.
Ooh. Easy there, Mr. Wizard. Ain't no one trying to harm you. These young folk are just here to share some good news and enjoy our hospitality.
They're gonna be trouble, I tell you. We gotta kick them out while we still can.
Bubbles, what did you do? I told you to make friends, not to make someone's grandpa start screaming at us.
I know. I was trying to be friendly, but when I told him where I'm from, he just got angry.
Come now, Mr. Wizard. These children don't mean anyone here no harm. Why don't you turn in for the night? Go home and rest. I think it's time for your medicine.
Don't tell me what to do. I'll do what I want.
Well, Mr. Wizard, what do you want to do?
I want to go home and rest. And I need to take my medicine.
Good idea.
But then we're going to have a town meeting. These young whippersnappers can't be trusted.
Okay, Wizard, whatever you say, I'll ring the bell for the town meeting.
Yeah, you do that. I'll be back in an hour. I need to get my hat and my staff. Yeah. So crabby, random whippersnappers have a piece of my mind.
Man, that guy really doesn't like us.
You'll have to forgive the Wizard. He's old and cranky. You never can be sure what he's fussing about.
I was just trying to tell him the good news about the Light of Lockley. He wasn't upset until I told him I'm from Water Run. That's when he got really, really angry.
Ah, well, that makes sense. The Wizard is the oldest person here, and we didn't get along with your town of Water Run back in his day. Listen, I've got to go ring the town bell, but at the meeting, you kids will get a chance to explain why you're here.
Thank you.
Okay, so we came to do what you wanted to do, and it backfired. Let's just head back to your village and meet up with Dex and River. This mission's over.
I can't. I haven't done what I came to do. I didn't get to tell anyone here about the light.
You told the Wizard, and he didn't want anything to do with it. And I think the people here will probably listen to the Wizard. We should just go.
No, not yet. I'm going to go to the town meeting and tell everyone why I'm here. And hopefully they'll forgive Water Run and everything will be great.
Okay then. You ready for this?
Yep.
And that's why we ended up moving all the way up to these frozen mountains. Because of the people of Water Run. Because they're so selfish.
Yeah, we ain't living up here. So cold all the time.
You hear that, girl? We don't want you here. Go back to Water Run and take your light with you.
The Wizard Run! We don't want you here.
Okay, calm down. Thank you for your opinion, Wizard. Now we will give Miss Bubbles a chance to speak.
You don't want to hear what you're saying. I already told you to get out of here.
Go ahead, Bubbles.
Thank you, ma'am. Hi. Hello, everyone.
You can do it, Bubbles. But if not, we're running. The gate is right behind us.
I'm here to share the light of Lockley with you. It's a very special light filled with power. It can provide life for your town, in your hearts, and in your light bulbs.
That's a weird way to describe it, but okay. Just tell them to take it already. It's good for them.
This wizard and the townspeople are really upset, and they aren't going to listen if I'm rude and try to force the light on them. I need to share with care and respect.
I guess that makes sense. Don't forget to tell them about the happiness in the rainbows.
I know you're mad. Water runs shouldn't have been so selfish. We were wrong. Our leaders were hoping to make peace by sharing this light with you.
We don't want it. We won't take it. Away with you.
It's yours if you want it.
I guess we could take a look at it.
Really, I only want to help. The light is so wonderful, and I know it can do great things for your village, just like it has for us.
Tell us more about the light.
Look, Bubbles, I think you're starting to win them over. Maybe there is something to this whole care and respect thing.
What is that bright thing in the sky?
Don't listen to those two little townspeople. You don't need the light, which is exactly why we're here to take it off your hands.
How are you here? You sank into the swamp! The Kraken!
The Kraken left us alone and went back to its little Kraken den. But it took us days to get out of that swamp and even longer to clean up our ship.
Oh, yeah, man. It was a pain getting that swamp water out of the engines. Not to mention my eyes roasted shut. Ugh, pro tip, bro. Do not go around trying to pull swamp vines off your ship when you can't see. Turns out, not swamp vines. Huh? Just snakes. Yeah, and those dudes were cranky. Whoa.
Now give us that light.
Where are they? Where are they? There. You ruined my unicorn spaceship! And my pretty pink rain boots! Give us the light right now!
Not a chance.
What in tarnation is going on here? Hey, Water Woman, you know these crazy space people?
Sort of. We're here to take the light, old man. Now, Shrimp Lady, hand it over. If you guys could stop calling me names, that would be awesome.
Don't give it to him, Seaweed Susie. I'd trust him about as far as I can throw him.
Is that a lot?
No, sirree, it is not. At least you two youngins were respectful, telling us about the light. But these space people just ain't gotta care about how they treat us.
Give us the light right now!
Oh, here we go. She's gonna cause an earthquake.
Boom, that's some tantrum there. You, little girl, need to learn some manners. Let's see how you like this here magic spell.
Not today, old man. Have some ice.
Good golly. That ice girl packs a punch. I should have been able to block that with my staff. This isn't my staff. This is a broomstick. Oh, dang it.
Bubbles, Leo, we're no match for that kind of power.
Get the townspeople inside to safety and bar the doors. We'll do our best to hold them off.
Okay, good luck. Enter the Great Hall, everyone.
Bubbles, it's time to power up.
I'm ready. If you three are done having your teamwork is the DreamWorks superhero moment.
Freeze them good, Glacier. And don't hold back this time. Sure.
Ha 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 ha!